A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. At the beginning of chapter 6, prophet Isaiah reports that he saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, in all his glory, surrounded by seraphim, crying to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At this sight he saw himself a sinner, a man of unclean lips. "Woe to me," he said, "I am doomed." One of the seraphs then touched the prophet's mouth with a live coal taken from the altar, removed his wickedness, and purged his sin. He then heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Without really understanding the extent of the mission, Isaiah answered, "Here I am, send me." Sitting in front of this report of Isaiah's vision, two Bible personages come to mind: Mary at the moment of the Annunciation, and Peter in today's Gospel reading. At the Annunciation, Mary received a visit by Gabriel, an angel of the Lord, who, after greeting the Virgin, asked her to agree to God's plan for her to be a mother to his Son in the mystery of the Incarnation. She was confused, and she mused about the meaning of all that the angel was telling her. The angel explained, she would bear a son. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High," he told her. "Do not be afraid. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with God." Did Mary understand all of this? Probably not. But she was ready to do God's will, whatever that might be. "I am the servant of the Lord," she said. "Let what you said be done to me." Mary was without sin, full of grace. However, she lived in a real world, a human world, full of sin and grace. "Here I am," she said, "send me." The other person is Peter. In today's Gospel, we read that Peter and his partners were washing their nets after spending the night fishing. They caught no fish. Peter was a professional fisherman, a local carpenter, mate, preacher, no expert in catching fish, asked him to go into deep waters and lower his nets for a catch. The fisherman answered by telling the preacher how they had worked hard all night and caught nothing. He obeyed the preacher's command and lowered the nets, and they caught a great number of fish. Peter had to call other partners in another boat to help him. Peter then fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. The fishermen saw that, after all, the carpenter was not just any other preacher. He saw the power of this man, Jesus. He saw himself a sinner. Jesus did not tell Peter that his sins were forgiven. He told him not to be afraid, and that he would be sent on a mission to be a fisher of people. Did Peter understand the meaning of all this? Did his partners understand? Perhaps not. But when they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. I find it interesting that it was Jesus who entered Peter's boat uninvited and took command of it. He asked the tired fishermen to put out a little way from shore in order to preach to the crowd. Then he asked him to go into deep water and lower the nets, although it was during the day, not their time for fishing. Jesus told him he would no longer catch fish, but persons. Jesus entered Peter's boat, and this fisherman's life was changed forever. Do we allow Jesus to enter our boat, our life, like Mary did, and Peter, and Isaiah? Isaiah heard the Lord say, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" A commentary on Isaiah asked the readers to observe the unity and the plurality of this voice from God. Upon what theory but that of the doctrine of the Trinity can we explain so singular a change from the singular to the plural? Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Yes, it is God Almighty who calls the prophet, the virgin, the fisherman, and all of us for a mission. It is God Almighty who enters the boat of the fisherman, or that of the virgin, or our boat, and waits for an answer to his request to allow him to change our life forever. Gabriel waited for Mary's answer, and then he departed from her, surely to tell the Almighty and everybody in heaven that the virgin accepted to do God's will, and through her the Son will be the Savior of all mankind. At different times and in different words, God is provoking us. Who shall I send? Who will go for us? Let us remember that God is not asking everybody to be a priest, a friar, a nun, or religious sister. He is asking everybody and each one of us to be his partners in the work of redemption. He wants us to be his voice and his presence, so that by words and deeds we can be prophets like Isaiah, apostles like Peter, and like Mary, allow Jesus to be born in our midst wherever we are. Let us remember the Apostle Paul, who teaches us that we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhorting, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let us remember Christ's call: the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Do we remember to pray for the grace to put to good use the call we received in our baptism? Do we only think in terms of priests and sisters when we pray for vocations? Or are we ready to answer like Isaiah, "Send me, Lord," or together with Mary answer, "I am your servant, Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word."